holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Prayer for a member named Beth and call the elders.
James, Jessica, I couldn't sit here and preach this and then keep looking at her. You'll see why in a minute. Verse number 14 says this: Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, we've already been prayed. Now it's time for the oil. Are y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Verse number 14 again. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. So not only did we baptize in the name of the Lord, but we prayed over the sick in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. There's no power in the name of Nard. No power in the name of Gail. There's no power in the name of Moses. Is only in the name of the Lord. That's why we call on His name. Because when it's all said and done, you like me, right? Sometimes. You like me sometimes. But you don't need me to help you do anything. You need the Lord. Whether you like the Lord or not, you need the Lord to help you. Which tells me something else. He said to call on the elders of the church.
Yes.
We call on everybody but. You're going to find out why in a minute, why it's important to call on the elders of the church to pray over people.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse number 15, such a prayer offered in faith, the prayer that we just prayed in the name of the Lord, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. That's what He said.
Yes.
I didn't ask Him for that. I didn't ask Him to say it. That's what He said.
Yeah.
We're only reading what He made available for us to read. And He said that these things that we're reading were made for our learning. They're there for our learning.
Yeah.
Not just for our reading. Not for our quoting. For our learning. So when we are sick, we call on the elders. The elders come with the oil. They pray, they lay the oil, and then they shall recover.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It seems like it's just so simple.
Yes.
You think about it. When they needed help, they went to the disciples. And when the disciples showed that they couldn't help them, where'd they go? And you know, all I'm going to bring to you is God. I'm not going to bring you nothing about me. I don't sit there and make up stuff that make you excited. I don't have no hype. I don't have no hype. All I have is God, and that's all I need. That's all I need. I do what He says, and it's up to Him. It's His responsibility to touch Beth. I put it right back on God. I don't take no responsibility for that. I put it back on Him. He's the one with all the power. He said all power. He didn't say some of it went to Nard. He said, all power was given unto me. That's what he said. 15, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well.
Yeah.
Not Nard. The Lord will make you well. That's why I keep telling you about the Lord, because I want to take your faith out of me and put that into the Lord. See, it's easy to put faith in me because you can see me. But I want you to be in, I want you to have a relationship with Him so that you could do this. Lord, I need this, that, and the other.
Right now.
Your will. And 9 times out of 10, He was already did that last week. And right when you ask for the prayer or the answer, then the answer shows.
Hallelujah.
Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well, and if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Verse number 16. Here you go. This is the key. Verse number 16. Confess your sins to each other.
Help, Lord.
And pray for each other so that you may be healed. You get what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Maybe you can't tell everybody.
No.
But you got somebody who you can, listen, I've been in this, this, that, and the other.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep me in prayer. I know it's wrong. I got to get out of it, whatever, whatever. I'm asking God for all His help, but I need you to pray for me.
Amen. Thank you.
See, that's another part of it. See, He just said to go and call the elders, right? So call the elder prays. And then lays the oil in the name of the Lord, no other body but the Lord. And then he says, but make sure you have somebody y'all can confess to, that y'all can pray for each other, not tell on each other.
Yes.
Bust each other out in public, put it on social media. That's not what he said. He said, confess it to each other and pray for each other, and you will be, okay. Confess your sins to one another, pray for each other so that you'll be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So a lot of you are fervent prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
But you don't put it to the test. Because we don't confess to each other. We don't pray for each other. See, we pray for, oh, I pray that they get the money that they need. I pray this, that, and that. That's one thing. Now, that is a real need. But I need to pray for your sins, too. I need to pray for you in that thing so that you will be healed. It'll keep the devil from being able to make you stumble, from attacking your body.
Help, Lord.
And then if he does attack your body, God, man. Okay. Then it gives examples about Elijah. He prayed that the no rain would come down. And it was talking about fervent prayers of righteous people. Now, you're not righteous because you don't do anything wrong. You're righteous because God made you righteous.
Amen.
So now you got to be on the search for righteous people that God had made righteous. You have to be looking for righteous people that God has made righteous and have them praying for you, man. That's what you have to do.
Amen.
The devil has been plaguing us for years because we didn't know certain things. Without the vision. And if your vision ain't God, and God leading your life, and God cleansing your life, and God healing you and protecting you, no vision, you'll perish. Because you'll have a vision in something else that can't help you. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I'm finished.
Bless your name,
We always have work to do, all of us. Always got work to do. I can't tell you that I got it all the way right. I can't tell you got it all the way right. It's all about you working out your own soul salvation. That's what God said. And you're not gonna work it out if you don't have a relationship with Him. Now you can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to change. You can change today. You don't have to wait till next year. You can change today. Matter of fact, you've probably already been changing and didn't know you've been changing. It's the reason why that liquor don't taste the same no more. It just don't taste the same no more. This is the reason why the weed don't taste the same no more. It's the reason why you don't want... You see what I'm saying to you? You might have already started changing. You didn't know it. But you can change. Everybody can change. Regardless of where you've been, what you did. Everybody can change. That don't mean you know how to change. You don't know how to change, you better ask God. Because I can tell you what I think you need to do. But how many of y'all know that don't mean squat? Right. Nar don't know nothing.
Help, Lord.
Who knows everything? And I'm going to point you right back to Him. Because I want you to have a relationship with Him. Down here. You're going to have a relationship with Him in the next life. But you've got to start here.
Yeah.
Got to start here. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you that, hey, you might want to think about this. And you can change. People say people don't change. You can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only reason they don't is because they don't want to, but you can change.
Yeah.
Paul, right? The one that we quote in the Bible. He was one of the biggest murderers. And he killed Christians. He could change. He knew the Bible. He knew the Bible. The Bible that they had was the Old Testament then, right? So he knew all of that Old Testament, all that law stuff, right? And he still killed people. Because he didn't have the revelation. So you still got to go to God. To get that revelation about what He said so that you can be a better person, so that you can change. Oh, glory.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.